Here we are, episode one.
Episode one.
Yes, yes.
One of?
Many.
Of more than one.
Yes, of more than one. My name's Josiah. What's your name?
My name is Jeeves. It's actually not Jeeves, but you can call me Jeeves if you want to, or you can call me Jen.
We're big about privacy, right?
Are we?
No. It is important, but that's a separate discussion. So my world is digital strategy.
And my world is content and creative.
Wow. It's a good duo. You know, episode one is really who we are. What is this about? What are we trying? How are we trying to add value to an audience, right? There's tons of podcasts. So why are we creating another one? I think it's important that we kind of answer that for our people that are one person that might listen. No, lots.
For the 65 people who will be mandated to listen because they are employees of Jan Kelly.
That's right.
And one person.
And I will encourage them to share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's good for people to know, hi people, that this is called The Future for the Uninitiated. And we had this conversation. It is kind of weird to look at a camera that's moving. We sort of had this conversation.
Eeyore, by the way, his name's Eeyore.
I thought it was Igor.
Oh, Igor. There we go.
Better
get
is
all
Igor.
The parties right in this room. Igor is the camera.
Okay, so you are super interested in what we're talking about, which is, you know, specifically around the future of digital and how it all kind of plays out.
My belief is that the best marketers have the future in mind. Right. And so we have to be able to track what's happening. Where's the attention going in our society? Because if we follow that attention, we're going to be able to deliver our message at the right place, right time, to the right people. And so I think the scariest gap in my mind is I'm hearing about all these future things, but I don't really know enough to talk about them, to ideate on those things and say, how is that going to impact both my whether it's I work for a brand or my team. And so I think that concept around the future of the uninitiated.
For the people who don't care.
For the people. But I think you and I come from different standpoints because I'm sitting here like pumped and excited about what I see happening. And whether we're going to talk about metaverse or e-commerce, even more basic, I think all of these themes are evolving and changing, and we have to bring some thinking to this. So the idea is, how can we speak to these marketers that I think are the future business leaders and make sure they know what's happening and how that applies to their business?
Yeah, totally. And I think I am a really good person to speak to because it's not that I don't care about the future. It's just this isn't my lane. And it's really interesting because before we started recording today, Josiah and I were talking about, you know, what we would be talking about. And one of the things is NFTs. And at the time, I'm like, okay, yeah, I understand that there's this thing, but I'm not going to learn about it until we chat about it, just so I can truly be ignorant, which is a wonderful place to be as someone in a podcast because I don't do any research.
And I think the awareness of NFTs and these concepts.
Yeah.
It's happening mainstream.
Totally.
The adoption and stepping into, like, how do you practically participate in these new worlds? That's like 1-3%. So it's very, I think there's different levels of awareness, different levels of understanding of what it actually is. And then there's very few people actually taking steps. And that's why, as a part of this, we're going to interview some guests that are actively in this space. Because I like this balance of you will force the conversation to be like, but like, what does that mean to me now? Like, how what do I do? Like, this is great. You're going to talk about the future. I think a lot of the types of podcasts miss the, how does this apply to today? What am I going to do now?
Right.
And all of these future concepts can't just always remain in the future. There has to be small steps to work towards that.
Totally. Because I would say the reason that somebody like me isn't really deeply involved in these conversations is that the now isn't there for us yet. So it's like, to me, it feels very theoretical and feels like, yeah, this is a problem other people are solving. And it's a problem I'm not even totally aware of. I don't know why this work is even being done. And that's, I guess, your job to tell me. But because there's no present day effect on my life as I see it, I'm like, well, this isn't, there are so many other things that are affecting my life today.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the case that our audience is maybe they're in the same boat. Maybe they're kind of like, it's not that I don't care ever. It's just that I don't care yet.
Yes.
And so your point of view, it sounds like, is that, well, the time to care is now. And you'll only care more and more as time goes on.
Especially as a marketer.
Yeah.
Especially as a marketer, right? Because if we are trying to understand what society's doing and what these changes are going to do to our business, like, we have to be building things and positioning ourselves in a way that we ride these waves and they don't pass by. And then we're like, oh, shoot. Oh, that was cool. I paid attention, but I never actually did anything.
Right.
And I think the good thing about this podcast, too, is we can ask the stupid questions that when you're in your marketing circles, you're like, I don't know. Am I allowed to ask what is an NFT? Because it's like I'm reading about it and seeing that. I think there's this idea that everybody's smarter, everybody knows like what's happening. So what are you allowed to ask? I think this is going to be a good place for us to have those conversations.
It's funny to me that your position is like, oh, if you're a marketer, you might be nervous to ask other people what is like, am I allowed to ask what is an NFT? I'm like, I feel like we can. I think if you work at a bank, you cannot. If you're, that's my impression.
Ah.
I don't know if I'm right. But it's like about finance, right?
NFTs are about
finance, right? Like crypto and stuff, all of that stuff.
There.
What I'm saying is I don't feel like, I'm not saying it doesn't apply to our industry, but I'm like, why would marketing know what, people in marketing know what NFTs are if you don't already just take an interest in it?
Every industry is going to have a massive impact from these new technologies.
Yeah.
And that's a great primer. Like our audience needs to hear that. It's not just a finance thing.
Yeah.
It's not just a thing about international banking or an easy way to send money or like there's a really broad impact to our society.
Right.
In many terms, I think people have said this is as big as the internet. And I mean, when you hear that, it's like, oh, what happened there? You know, you go back to 1995 and there was a bunch of people who resisted that kind of like, why would we use that? What is that for? Like there's resistors.
Yeah.
And our audience can't be on that side.
You can't. If you're on my side, get out of marketing right now. Right now. Get out! I was thinking about on the way here, I was like, oh, I think I am just like, I do see this as sort of like a, definitely a finance thing.
Mm.
My mind will be changed. Don't worry. I'm not doubting your ability to convince me, but even like the tech side, I'm like, oh, I am really like a classic late adopter to everything. And I was thinking, I'm like, I didn't have a BlackBerry. Don't you feel like that's crazy?
Wow. Yes.
It's so crazy. Everyone I knew had a BlackBerry, but I was like, I don't know. It doesn't really compel me. And it's not that I thought it was stupid. I was just like, I don't think I need it. And then I ended up getting, I went from like flip phone to like Android smartphone.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh yeah, these things are great. This is wonderful. What have I been doing with my time?
And did your friends have BlackBerries?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I just have other things going on. What are they? I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but for some reason, this is a theme.
And it's funny because I was...
You were like...
Yeah, I was there early-ish. Yeah. I wasn't like...
Applied.
I loved.
Yeah.
I actually probably... especially when there was big evolutions happening with adding like cameras and things to phones, I went through many phones.
Yeah.
In a short period of time.
You were the reason why they had to like develop the rules of like BlackBerry etiquette of like, you have to turn it down when you eat and the first one that buzzes has to pay or whatever. I don't know. That again, didn't apply.
I could have been in that.
When everyone I knew had a BlackBerry. So like, when is this? 2006, five, around there?
Yeah.
I was at an agency.
Really?
Yes. And I was doing like, I was on social media.
Sure.
But on my computer.
You were doing social media in 2000 and...
7, 8. Yeah.
What did that look like?
It was crazy. It was like convincing people, because social media was just getting its word then. Like, yeah. People didn't know what to call it even.
So yeah, like that's media. What I'm asking, yeah.
And then to actually convince people that their brands need to be on it, they were just like, but this is for kids, you know?
Right.
My daughter has Facebook.
So did you ever convince?
Yeah, and it's like, your daughter doesn't have it anymore. And now the person who's like, my daughter has Facebook is now the only person on Facebook.
That's true.
It's true. And it's yeah, mean. It I'm true. Sorry. I'm sorry, Mom. Sharon loves Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah.
It's for Sharon.
It's true. Did you ever talk to brands about why you should be on social media?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time.
And what was that like?
An uphill battle in the same way that it is like it is today, I think. Like, it's not as uphill a battle to convince a brand to be on LinkedIn, but to convince a brand to be on Instagram, for example, a B2B brand, like there's a big disconnect. Not that all B2B brands need to be on LinkedIn, but for some, like for when it makes sense.
Right.
There's still a lot of resistance.
It's interesting to me that the B2B brands have this gap that being on Instagram or TikTok or name other platform,
yeah.
They have a hard time getting there, even though they themselves, working in the B2B company, have TikTok, watch YouTube, are on Instagram. It's like this separate category that there's always this kind of conflict.
Absolutely. And I feel the exact same way about creative. People love bold creative. People love it. Oh my gosh. Remember SNL? I don't know if you watch SNL, but they did like a big Zillow sketch. And we at the time had a real estate client and they loved it. They're like, oh, this is great. It's so funny. We shared it all over our industry. And then you ask that real estate agency, okay, let's push some bold creative forward for your brand. We have to watch out. You know, right, we don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah,
we,
yeah.
And you're like, brands do that all the time, especially in the B2B space. But I would also say, like, in the B2C space, people love creative, but they are afraid of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have, like, any sort of stats to back it other than just, like, anecdotal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just what I perceive on a day-to-day basis of trying to get clients to do things that you're like, this is just better. And they're like, we know, but like, why? It kills me.
It's a frustrating gap in the process, right? It's very frustrating.
Oh, woo. It's super frustrating.
And it's the idea of how do we help our audience get over this? We know what we should do. But how do we actually just do it?
Yeah.
And hold our breath and be okay with it?
Yeah.
Wherever it lands. And I think there's some good movement towards that.
On the creative side or in general?
I think people, there's an openness. And I think they're, at least observing brands, they're willing to stand for something more and more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And so I'm hoping this bolder kind of, it's okay that our brand kind of acts in humanity, like a human, I think.
Yeah, the purpose-driven part is probably what's driving that, I imagine, right. Yeah.
Brands that lean into these themes and trends, they're going to be the ones that experience the growth and sustainability, right? You don't want to sit on that side, you know, we're calling this the future for the uninitiated. Like, you can't sit on the side of, I don't know what this is or why it's important forever. And I think the best marketers, the best future business leaders, they're going to take the learnings from this, the steps, even the things that they're going to do, and encourage their teams to do it, encourage their brands to do it, and hopefully move their brand forward.
Right. I think something that you said a couple of minutes ago, it stuck out to me, which was that, well, at first, I think we're like, oh, well, we don't want to be the people who watch the trend go by. And then it's not a trend anymore and we'd had no part of it. I think that remains uncompelling to me versus when you say, well, this is going to be bigger than the internet. And you're like, okay, well, that's not a trend that's going away. That's actually like what it sounds like is actually quite life-changing. And if that's the case, then it's like, yeah, no, I want to know. I want to know how my life is going to change. I don't care if this is like a V-neck, you know, t-shirt from H&M. That can pass me right by. I'm all right. But like, I want to not miss out on like actual like life. So
that's it. That's what this is about.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to learning something. I want to understand memes and also the world. But if we could start with memes, that would be great. My goal is to be able to explain this to Cher, my mom, Sharon.
Mm, that's a good goal.
Yeah. So your goal should have to be to explain it to me, someone who's taken no economics courses or like, I don't read business books or like, you know, I'm not in touch with like what's going on with Silicon Valley. So you, I feel like, have a pretty steep hill to climb, and then I will climb it in my private life with my mom.
Yes. And as we kind of unpack these topics, I'm going to grab from the world really smart people that we're going to interview. And I invite you, join us on this adventure as we learn and figure out what we should do as marketers to make a bigger impact on our teams and our businesses.
It's time to get initiated, people.